This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Well, there was an ad on Craigslist recently that caught the eye of an Austin Police Department detective. The ad was selling a pretty unique guitar. Unfortunately for the seller, who had no idea just how unique it was. It's made out of wood from an army barracks in Marfa. In fact, only three of these guitars were made. Willie Nelson got one, so did legendary newsman Dan Rather, and so did Hill Country singer-songwriter Walt Wilkins. Wilkins joins us now. Before we get into how the cops busted this case, how did you wind up with this guitar in the first place? This is a very rare model, right?
It was made from the wood of an Army Air Force barracks in Marfa. And the holes that you're seeing, those are actually rivet holes in the wall.
Wow.
The old longleaf pine from the Davis Mountains. And the reason they did it was for a Marfa, the public station out there in Marfa.
Uh-huh.
It was a benefit for them that they made these three guitars for. And somehow this third guitar was left without an owner. And I do not know how that happened. But it was a gift from the Gibson shop here in Austin.
Now, I understand that, as sometimes happens, you were doing a show, and after the show, the guitar went missing.
Yes, it was picked up by somebody on December 23rd, 2009. So just before Christmas Eve, 5.5 years ago. It ruined Christmas for me, believe me, because I really loved the guitar. And after a while, I got another guitar, the same model, had it painted, so it's a guitar I love too. So I had made peace with it being gone. And my first thought, really, on Friday evening when I saw the Craigslist listing that someone forwarded me, I was just happy that it was in one piece, you know, that it hadn't been thrown in a fire or a dumpster or something. You know?
So did you call the police and say, hey, wait a minute, guy, I think I found this guitar?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it happened in two ways. I was forwarded the information by two different people on Friday evening, said, look, here's your guitar. And then, so I called a friend of mine who knew someone in the APD, and that I got it rolling on my end. And then this other guy, the detective at APD, he saw it himself. So there were two different strains, you know, two different paths going toward the guitar.
So did you guys set up a sting operation or something? How did you end up getting the guitar back?
They did. I did nothing. I was told probably not to call the guy directly, which was, of course, my first inclination was just to go get it, you know. Yeah. But they said, no, let us work this. It would be so. By Sunday night, they did that, and they recovered the guitar.
I mean, I guess what, they asked you to come back by the station and check it out, make sure this was your guitar?
They knew it was my guitar. I sent in the guy that I dealt with at APD, I sent him all the information that I still had, of course. I had this folder with serial number, pictures, everything that I put up posters when it went missing. I had put posters up all over South Austin and Austin, you know, pawn shops and everywhere else.
You know what? Well, I was listening to you describe how you put up the posters and all this kind of stuff. It almost sounds like you'd lost a pet or something. I mean, that's how much you love this guitar.
I mean, this is what I do. I go out and play, you know, all over the country and Europe. You take these guitars with you. You fly with them. This guitar, I would carry into restaurants with me when I ate sometimes if I thought the place didn't look safe. You know, and if you play them, you know, as you would guess, playing an instrument it's an intimate thing. And if you play it for night after night for a few years, it really does become an extension of you, I think.
What happens to the number two? I mean, the one that took its place while it was missing.
Actually, I think the number two is the main guitar, and this one will be the backup, but they both go to gigs. They both go every night. I played it last night, in fact.
I can't believe you're gonna take it back out on the road after all of this stuff. You're not gonna hang it up in your room
or anything? No. No. It's a guitar, you know, it's made for playing.
Oh, I didn't ask you, Walt. Do you have a name for this guitar, or do you name your guitars?
I don't, as a practice, name guitars, but one day during sound check, we just named it America. Like, not America, but America.
America.
Because it's just our drummer is very funny, and one day in a sound check, I hit a big G chord, and the amp was a little louder than I thought it was. You know? So this thing just, rah, you know, and I said, man, that's a big American open G chord right there, boys, you know, and we laughed, and the drummer said, that's America right there.
See, that is America right there, Walt. That's what it's all about. Thanks so much for joining us, man, and congratulations.
My pleasure. I enjoy y'all's show.